Father, we thank you that we can come in the middle of the day by the blood of Jesus before your throne to not only worship but also, Father, to pray and intercede. And this time we pray, Lord. Lord, you are Christ.
Touch this generation. We Unlock the dead thieves. Come to your people.
We invite you here. Open the blind eyes. Unlock the deaf ears. Come to your people as we draw near. He was from heaven. He was from heaven. He was from heaven. From heaven, he was from heaven. Only you, Jesus. Father, your word says when we turn to the Lord, the veil is gone. Those who turn to you, Jesus, the veil is gone and we change from glory to glory. So, Father, right now we pray, even as this election day is going on, Lord, we pray that you'd open the blind eyes. Father, we pray that you would come and heal this land. For your word says, if it prospers, we prosper. But if it fails, if it's falling, we all going down, Lord. So Jesus, in this hour we stand, we come and we pray that righteousness would prevail. We pray that godly people would prevail. Jesus, come heal this land. Come heal it. Jesus, come heal our land. Jesus, we need you. You are the answer to all the questions. Only you. You are the way. You are the answer, Father. So we pray right now. Open the blind eyes. Unlock the deaf ears. Save the confused one. Shine your light in the darkness. Shine your light in the darkness, Lord Jesus. Jesus, open the blind eyes. Reveal yourself to the confused one. Come to your people, Lord, as we draw near. Hear us from heaven. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge that we are in need of you, Lord. Open the blind eyes. Unlock the deaf ears. Come to your people as we draw near. He was from heaven. Touch our generation. Crying out, we are desperate for you, Lord. Crying out in desperation. Crying out in desperation. Holy Spirit, Open the blind eyes. Unlock the deaf ears. Work a miracle in hearts. Work a miracle in the heart of men. Work a miracle, Lord. Everything you breathe on, Lord, coming back to life. Oh, Lord, everything you breathe on, coming back to life. Divided walls. Your name transcends every race. You know, every stronghold that divided people. Oh, we mention the name of Jesus. We break the divided walls by the blood of Jesus. Jesus. Father, we take this time right now to intercede and to stand against the divided walls. Against the divided walls. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Name of
of Jesus. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn, 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 Holy Spirit.
something, Marion? Thank you, Lord.
Other things that I feel like you laid on my heart. Peter said, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So, Lord, before I say anything, I clothe myself, I put on humility. Because anything I say, I pray, I do not command you. Holy Spirit, you command us. Just like Jesus said nothing unless the Father, he heard the Father. Holy Spirit says nothing unless it is given to him by the Father. And he communicates it to us so that we can walk hand in hand with God and do his bidding and do his will. As we come to the end of the church age, it is with seriousness and soberness and a great somberness that we come, knowing that these are times that people need to come to know Jesus. Because if they don't know him, they will be judged with the worst judgment that we have ever seen in this earth. If we think it's bad now, if we think what's going on in Nigeria and other places where they are killing people, that the heathens are killing the Christians, how much greater judgment does God have for the wicked who have not turned to him when he's offered them free grace and free mercy? So, Father God, I humble myself as I just speak these and pray these things that I feel like you have laid on my heart. And first of all, Paul wrote to Timothy, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Father God, that's why we pray for our government. That's why we pray for the elections. That's why we pray that righteous people would get into the proper office, so that the gospel can be preached with peace. So there will be peace in our land, so that we can preach the gospel, so that we can reach more people with the gospel. We ask for provision, not so we can spend it on our own lust, so that we can reach more people. We ask for healing, not just so we can feel good and eat whatever we want,
but so that we can be healthy enough to go and travel where you've told us to go and do what you've told us to do, so we can reach more people. The entire goal of this end days, of this end time, is that people would come into the kingdom, that they would come to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. That's our goal. That's our goal, is to see people set free to serve the living God. And Father God, one of the Old Testament saints, I want to pray some of the things that were recorded in the book of Daniel, because he knew how to move in government. He knew how to move with government. And you moved governments, and you moved kings, and you moved their hands and their hearts in favor of Daniel, so that Daniel could speak to his generation. So I pray that you would do what you did with Daniel, that you would do in our generation what you did for Daniel, that you would give us the words to pray, the words to speak to our generation, so that we could see the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ exalted, that the knowledge of God would cover the earth as the waters cover the seas, that the glory of God would be seen in our generation. People would come to know Jesus, our Savior and our soon coming King. Daniel said this, let me see. They prayed and they requested compassion from the God of heaven concerning a mystery, that Daniel and his friends would not be destroyed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel said, "Let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. To you, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and power. Even now you have made known to me what we requested of you, for you have made known to us the king's matter." Father God, I thank you that this same God is the God that we serve today, in Jesus' name. And just what a heathen king said about you. What did Nebuchadnezzar say? What did he say when a man of God did not compromise? "I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever and ever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no one can ward off his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?' At that time, my reason returned to me, and my majesty and splendor were restored to me for the glory of my kingdom. And my counselors and my nobles began seeking me out. So I was reestablished in my sovereignty, and surpassing greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the King of heaven. For all his works are true and his ways just, and he is able to humble those who walk in pride." Father God, I thank you for this. I thank you. You are the King of heaven. You are the same God today as you were then. You never change. You never change. You are able to put people in power and you are able to take them out. And especially when your people work with you, when your people speak your words, when your people come to you and don't demand, but say, Holy Father, give us the words. We're not going to say it unless you tell us to say it. We're not going to speak it unless you tell us to speak it. We're not just going to throw things out and demand of you. We're going to come to you humbly and ask you, how do you want us dealing with this situation? How do you want us praying for these people? So as we pray for our government, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to lead us, to give us those words, the right words, the pleasant words, the words that are spirit and life, that we can speak that over our generation, over this government, so that men will live in peace, so that the gospel can be preached. To you, Heavenly Father, be all the glory and the honor and the praise. I thank you for that. Thank you, Father. Amen, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Your glory, O living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Your glory, O living God. Holy Spirit, since no reveal your glory, O living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, the weight fresh outpouring of your presence, Lord. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Your glory, O living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Your glory, O living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let
the weight of your glory fall. We do not seek your hand. We only seek your face. We want to know you. We want to see.
The difference, oh Lord, let the weight of your glory.
Let the weight of your glory fall.
We pray this, Father, let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the truth, oh, your truth, God, let it reign in us. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory throne. Lord, let the life of your river flow. Let the life of your presence flow. Let the life of your presence flow. Let the life of your presence flow. Let it flow.
Father, we thank you for renewing your presence in our lives again. We are lost without it. I'm lost without it, Lord. We have nothing without the Holy Ghost. And once again, God, as we conclude this hour, Father, we pray for this church. We ask that you would come and continue to breathe on us. Breathe your life. We give you the stage. We give you every room in this place. If you're looking for a place in Virginia Beach, Lord, I say, here it is. We command this place for your thing. We command this place for your purpose. We glorify your name, Jesus. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in this place. Let the life of your river flow. This is my prayer, Lord. This is my request. This is my intercession for this church. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let it reign, Jesus. Let it reign. Oh, let it reign, oh Lord. Let it reign. Let it reign. Let it reign. Let it reign. Let the truth of your kingdom reign. Let the life of your river flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, God. Let it flow in our gatherings, Lord. Let it flow in our home groups. Let it flow in everything we do here, God. Let it flow, Lord. Let it flow, Lord. Let it flow, Lord. Let it flow. Let your
Stretch out your hands, God. Do miracles. Stretch out your hand. Deliver the captives. Heal the sick. Heal the brokenhearted. Those who mourn. Comfort them, God. Stretch out your hands, Father. Let your word go forth. Holy Spirit, come and continue to do your work here in this place. Let your light shine. It is you. We do not seek your hands. We seek your face. We do not seek your hands. We seek your face. We do not seek what you possess, Lord. But we want to see. We want to encounter your glory. Lord, we stand on these words we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, everyone who turns to the Lord, the veil is gone. And we thank you that we have this great opportunity to turn to you today. Oh, I turn to you, Jesus. I turn my eyes on you. I turn my focus on you. Because when we do that, earthly treasures fade. Thank you, Father.
The weight of your glory covers. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory. The weight of your glory cover me. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in me. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight.
Father, I worship you. I give you all the praise, Lord. Your presence is so good, Jesus. Father, I thank you. In you we find hope. In you we find life. In you and you alone, God. Thank you for your glory, God. For we're not like Moses, that the glory fades, but we get to reflect your character. Oh, Jesus, we get to reflect your goodness. We get to reflect your faithfulness, your nature. We love you, Lord. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for going with us, walking with us, in our coming, in our going. Thank you for blessing us. And once again today, as we go forth from this place, we rebuke the work of the enemy and we apply the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of our lives. That every weapon formed against us, against your church, against your people, our family, every weapon formed, every plans, every strategy, we come against it. We say, devil, you're done. You've been defeated. Lord, we walk in your victory. We stand, we walk, we move in your victory. Thank you, Jesus.